is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us. In fact, you can enjoy stuff like our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, so I said we've got a little bit of good news for you here tonight, and one of them is out of an unusual place, Illinois. Normally you don't hear much good news coming out of Illinois, especially good news related to taxes coming out of Illinois. Because the last we talked about Illinois, they were having a serious problem, wherein they were, as I recall, borrowing a few billion dollars, I think it was, to pay off the pension funds. Right. So they've made all these promises to their employees in the past, and they've said they, you know, oh, we're going to pay you 90% of what you were earning every year for the rest of your life, or whatever arbitrary amount they'd selected. And it's an incredible burden on the Illinois taxpayers. In fact, the burden is so extensive that Illinois government can't afford to pay for it at this point in time with the economic downturn. And so they only have a few options. And because government moves kind of slowly, in fact, pretty slowly, they haven't been able to implement the options that they need in order to cover the difference. So they haven't raised the taxes enough in order to extract enough of Illinoisans. Is that right?
Illini.
What?
Illini.
Illini? For real?
Yes.
The Illini's wealth to pay off these debts.
I'll just say Illini wealth.
Okay. So they haven't raised the taxes enough. They certainly haven't cut the government at all. And so they've had to borrow money. So I was shocked to see this story coming out of NBCChicago.com. Consider this refreshing, says NBC. The village of Schaumburg bucked the national trend of raising taxes and fees to cover rising expenses when its board unanimously approved a 4.4% reduction to the 2010 property tax levy. That's right, a reduction. But that's not all. Village officials also did away with the vehicle sticker fees and moved to have property taxes cover garbage removal. The tax reduction is actually part of a plan. Village bigwigs promised to reverse the property tax when officials first established it last year to brace against the sagging economy. The village traditionally hasn't employed a property tax. Now officials say revenues from hotel and sales taxes were large enough to cover their nut, so they don't need the property tax to make ends meet. The proposed tax levy for 2009 was 23.7 million. In 2010, it's just 22.7 million. That means a homeowner with a $250,000 home will pay about $12 less than last year. Couple that with $180 in savings from the garbage fee and $20 a year for village stickers, and some residents will experience a nice boost. Schaumburg is an anomaly among Illinois municipalities. Others like Gurnee and Orland Park are raising taxes and fees wherever they can. Northbrook, which has seen an increase in sales tax revenue, stood pat. The measures still need to be discussed in a few more municipal meetings before a final vote on November 9th. But an unusually pleasant story coming out of an unusual place.
Yeah, you know, I've certainly heard of Schaumburg. It's one of those, I believe, western suburbs of it's in Chicagoland. But, you know, it's hard when a municipality, for a municipality to compete, because it has to be a really big competition. When you're talking about people picking up their lives and moving, jobs are geographically placed, as are, you know, friendships, family, all these things are important for your geography. And you're kind of stuck in a way. So if you can save $1,000 by picking up and moving to the next town over, somebody might do that if it didn't cost them $10,000
to move.
Yeah. So you've got this built-in cost to moving that's very difficult to offset. So if you're talking about, say, somebody who lives in New York or New Jersey or something like that, they've got incredibly high property taxes, say $12,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine does, actually, a sponsor of the show I've talked to. He's got $12,500 a year is his property tax. Mine's $3,300. I've got a 11-acre wooded lot with a cabin on it or whatever, and I'm sure he's got a big, nice house. It's a big difference, but, you know, it's his family's there and all that stuff. It just costs a lot to change these things.
Yeah. Well, so what you're saying then is that the government's certainly, while they're to some extent competing with one another, it's not any kind of instant gratification thing where if they make a change, there's going to be a big influx of residents or a big exodus of residents immediately. Over time, they will trickle out. Sure. and or trickle in. I mean, look at Detroit, for instance.
Well, businesses find that they have these tax-free zones, these enterprise zones that they put in. Businesses will definitely move into them when they're looking for places to move.
Yeah.
But it takes a while.
It takes time.
You know, if you've ever moved your home, it's nothing. Moving your business is 10 times that, especially if you've got a big business.
If you've got clients.
It's incredible. You can fill 18-wheelers. The guy who makes Totosac that we used to mm-hmm. advertise at Totosac.us, he moved his business. It's an incredible amount of equipment. I took the tour. All these manufacturing things, each one of them costs each one of these machines costs more than a brand new car does.
And what's it cost to move something that heavy and that big?
Right. Scott, I couldn't tell you how many thousands of square feet in his manufacturing facility. Just incredible to pick up and move. So the incentive has to be very, very high.
Right. And when you've got pretty much every municipality within a certain range of radius,
yeah, they tend
that
to be
raising taxes.
Act similarly, yeah.
Then you go along with the flow. Usually everybody else is raising taxes. So we can get away with raising taxes. We don't have to worry about losing anybody. In this case, Schaumburg might actually see a few moves, people coming in there as a result of lowering things, if that's what they're doing. Of course, then again, as the article
points out, it's a pretty
good
sized place. They call it a village, but it's not a small place. What they call villages there in Chicagoland tend to be pretty big places.
As they point out, though, they didn't have property tax before last year, so they
didn't have it.
I think that's what they said there.
How could that be possible?
I don't know. That's a good question. But according to the story, they had to. I think they had to add the property tax. Village traditionally has not employed a property tax.
Hmm.
So good question. As to how they did that, I don't know. But nonetheless, so they have raised taxes in general recently. But, you know, at least they're bringing them back down while everybody else is going up. It's worth mentioning, right? I mean, it's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, sure. Anytime, right. Any time taxes go down, it's good news.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about, funding.
Us nice politicians, after we decided to rob you more last year, we're going to rob you a little less.
Rob you less this year.
Right. Yeah. Now, 10% less robbery. 800-259-9231. Oh, other good news. This one's been sitting in my show prep for a couple weeks now, and I think it's really big news, actually. This is way bigger than the Schaumburg story. A Toronto judge, according to thestar.com in Canada, a Toronto judge has struck down Canada's prostitution laws.
Yeah, that's I saw that one.
Saying
that's a big deal.
Provisions meant to protect women in residential neighborhoods are endangering sex workers' lives. If Justice Susan Himmel's decision stands, prostitutes will be able to communicate freely with customers on the street, conduct business in their homes or brothels, and hire bodyguards and accountants without exposing them to the risk of criminal sanctions. The Superior Court judge suspended her ruling from taking effect for 30 days to give the government time to consider how to address the potential consequences, including the emergence of unlicensed brothels. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson, which, by the way, the brothels are already out there, it would just be, they'd be not illegal anymore.
Yeah, as opposed to that house everybody knows about, it would be that brothel with the sign in the front yard.
Right. The Justice Minister Rob Nicholson said the federal government is very concerned and is seriously considering an appeal of the 131-page ruling. Alan Young, a lawyer at the forefront of the landmark legal challenge, said it's too early to say whether Tuesday's decision could open the door to Canada going the way of Germany with five-story brothels. But to his client, Terry Jean Bedford, a dominatrix who was convicted in 1998 of keeping a common body house, it was Emancipation Day. And we'll get to a little bit more about this particular story and why it matters. It really is an important piece. And if this holds, then it'll be great news for the entirety of Canada. Instead of just being a little place like Amsterdam or something like that, or a relatively small country like Germany, Canada's a pretty big place for people to go and get themselves a prostitute. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there. They're all free for you, including our mobile site. If you get one of those smartphones, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to things like our live streams or podcasts. m.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all free, so enjoy it. 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, tell me what you can do if you've got a court case and you're like me and you just don't really enjoy the idea of paying lawyers a whole bunch of money.
You know, I've got a speeding ticket coming up, and it seems to me that it's worth making them just go through the trial. Even if they're going to find me guilty, I want them to go through the trial. I want to hit them with a flurry of motions. Just make them earn that that money that they're going to get out of me as far as the ticket goes. And I'm going to use jurisdictionary.com. It's not a method as much as just teaching you how the judicial system works, because this is not something that they teach you in school. I mean, something that's so important to Americans as the judicial system, and they don't teach you much of anything about it. They want lawyers to have this virtual monopoly on dealing with the judicial system. Well, not jurisdictionary.com. Created by an attorney who wants to teach you how to protect yourself from people from his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a 4-CD course. The average 8th grader can go through it in a single weekend. Check them out at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. A little bit more on what's going on with Canada. Some great news out of a superior court there where a judge has decided that prostitution should be legal. According to the story here at thestar.com, it is going to be appealed, from what I understand. It's not going to be appealed. I guess there's a 30-day window in which the government has to consider how to address that. Alan Young, a lawyer at the forefront of the landmark legal challenge, said it's too early to say whether Tuesday's decision would open the door to Canada going the way of Germany with its 5-story brothels. But for Terry Jean Bedford, the dominatrix who was convicted in the late 90s of keeping a common body house, it was Emancipation Day. How am I going to celebrate? I'm going to spank some ass, Bedford said, cracking a riding whip, told reporters.
What?
What?
That's crazy.
She's a dominatrix.
All right.
That's what she does. Bedford and prostitutes Valerie Scott and Amy Leibovich took on the legal might of the federal and provincial governments, their battle waged on a shoestring legal aid budget and the volunteer services of expert witnesses and lawyers. Scott said the decision means sex workers no longer have to worry about being raped, robbed, or murdered. And that's absolutely true. And the reason why is because of the black market. Whenever you take a product or service and you prohibit it, as has been done with prostitution here in the United States and until now in Canada, it drives it underground. It doesn't go away. And it's interesting. We've been having some conversations about this over at freekeen.com with one of the local trolls. And she just doesn't get it.
But it's really silly.
The basics about
prohibition. You can have sex legally. You can work for money legally, mm-hmm. but if you combine the two of these things together, somehow it's bad.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a terrible thing. What it in fact does is knock out one of the legs of the sex, drug, violence triangle. Because so many girls are out there, they're addicted to drugs, and that's why they go about doing the prostitution thing. And you get this whole big mess as a result. It'd be far better off for everybody if this was put in the marketplace. Then you wouldn't see the diseases getting transferred as quickly, because they'd have to be certified, I'm sure.
Well, you could get different levels of service if you wanted to. You as the customer would be able to seek out the sort of protections that you might have been interested in. But right now, when it's a prohibited service, it is underground, and so therefore you get what you get. If you're interested in hiring the services of a prostitute, you take whatever's offered, and that's it. And because it's the black market, there are certain things that happen as a result of that. Whenever something is prohibited, it's more dangerous. It's true with drugs. It was true with alcohol. It's true with prostitution. It's more dangerous to be a prostitute because some cases you've got really crazy guys, these Johns, that they're interested in beating a woman up, and they know that, or maybe killing her, and they know that if they hire a prostitute, she's not going to exactly go run into the police to report a robbery or something like that, if that's what happens, or to report her being beaten. So they call
her. How can she? I mean, she's a prostitute.
Right.
What she does is illegal.
Right. So
what she did was legal. She can.
Yeah, exactly.
The Johns also know that Should he accidentally kill the prostitute, the cops are going to say, it's just a dead hooker. We don't have to worry about that too much.
There's a good chance of that,
too. They may very well do that anyway in a situation where it's legal. But, I mean, try to imagine the difference between slapping the crap out of a stripper and slapping the crap out of a prostitute. I mean, now you see the difference between the two worlds. Because if you do that to a stripper, bad things are going to happen to you. If you do it to a hooker, chances are good they're not. And if it's going to happen, it's going to come from her pimp. And, I mean, do you really want that kind of violence in the marketplace? I mean, you know, that's what you're doing when you drive it underground into the black market.
Yeah. And it's so true. But let me get back to the story here from the Star. So not only is it putting the women that do the work or the men that do the work in, as prostitutes in danger, it also puts the Johns in danger of being robbed as well, having it done in reverse, setting up what they think is going to be a prostitution rendezvous. And when they walk into the hotel room, there's some 300-pound man carrying a club who, you know, holds them up for their money or beats the crap out of them or both. Mm. These are stories that are not uncommon in the black market world of prostitution. So putting it in the legal market means that you don't just go to some random hotel room. There's a brothel, a permanent location with security, and it's got reputation. And as you said, Mark, they can test the girls, and it makes things a whole lot safer for everybody involved. So, Himmel found criminal code prohibitions against keeping a common body house, living on the avails of prostitution, and communicating for the purposes of the trade violated the Women's Charter rights to freedom. The Women's Charter rights to freedom of expression and security of the person. So I guess the Charter rights are sort of like the Bill of Rights in Canada, as I understand it, at least. Rather than making prostitution itself illegal, the federal government has attempted to curtail the trade by criminalizing related activities. Bedford, Scott, and Lebovich argued those prohibitions prevented them from conducting their business in the safety of their homes or brothels and forced them into the hasty street conversations with potential customers with no time to weed out those who might be dangerous. Federal lawyers maintain that prostitution is inherently risky, whether it's practiced indoors or outdoors. So are extreme sports.
So are a lot of activities. I mean, are certainly risky. I wouldn't argue with that point, but you know, people are willing to engage in that risk.
The federal lawyers also argue that decriminalizing it would be out of sync with the moral values of most Canadians.
Fine.
Okay, so they decriminalize it anyway. If the moral values of most Canadians are such that they can't use prostitutes, well, there won't be much of a market. There won't be very many prostitutes.
Won't be an issue then,
but that's
right?
Just it. People are control freaks. So many people are, they're just obsessed with forcing their morality on everybody else. And that's one of the reasons why we've got so many problems in this world. Because folks can't just honor their neighbor's choices. They can't just leave people be. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana Liquid Vitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you want to. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mike.
And you're invited to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, and you'll also find they're free. In fact, the main feature on the site allows our listeners like you, to create the content of the website. Everything you see there when you visit freetalklive.com was created by a listener like you. You just find something online you want to share with our listeners, you submit it to our website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more listeners will see them. We're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So head on over there, get interactive, and go to freetalklive.com to do it. We appreciate it. So we're telling you a little bit of good news here out of Canada, where a superior court has made the decision to strike down the entirety of Canada's prostitution laws. Now, according to the story at thestar.com, Canada actually, it hasn't made prostitution illegal per se. It has simply created prohibitions around the issues that surround prostitution. So there's a prohibition against keeping a common body house or living on the avails of prostitution. Communicating for the purposes of the trade is also prohibited. And so the court has essentially struck down all of this, saying that this is a violation of the rights of the women and the men that are doing the business of prostitution. That essentially that they've got this charter rights to freedom of expression and security of the person, as it is called up in Canada. And so it's been smacked down. The federal lawyers are saying this is terrible. Prostitution is risky and it's immoral. And some Canadians would think it's immoral. Most Canadians would think it's immoral. And so therefore it should be illegal, because all things that are immoral should be illegal by that particular viewpoint. And I don't know.
Once you step beyond the line, and like the line of is somebody harmed directly, quantifiably harmed, then you go into this big netherworld of anything that you do, somebody can outlaw. Look, there's all kinds of activities that people do around the world and around the nation that I don't agree with, and I don't think that they should be doing them. Mm-hmm. However, if the world were to run by my conduct, then it would be very, very boring and very, very restrictive.
Yeah.
And that's what the government's all about, is a bunch of people fighting over who should conduct themselves in what manner.
It's true. So the law prevents them with a perverse choice, says, I believe this is, I'm not sure who this is, Himmel maybe? Yeah, Himmel, the judge. In part of her 131-page ruling here, she says, the law presents them with a perverse choice. The applicants can safeguard their security, but only at the expense of another's liberty. Many prostitutes already work out of their homes, and complaints about nuisances arising from indoor prostitution are rare, said Himmel. And that's true. The problem prostitutes are the ones that are on the streets, that are, you know, loitering on people's property, yeah, and
heckling people and, yeah, saying, hey, come on over here, honey, or whatever it is that they say.
And that would likely not be as popular.
What do they say, Sean?
I don't know. I've never hired a prostitute.
I don't want to hear this.
So that sort of behavior would not be as popular in the absence of prostitution laws. The reason why you have women that are on the streets like that is usually because, well, first of all, the war on drugs is also a factor, because a lot of the women that are street-level prostitutes are drug addicts, and so they are just out there hooking themselves for the purposes of making the money to basically buy their next hit of crack cocaine. If you've got legal prostitution, it can all be done indoors. They don't have to worry about advertising to people on the street. They can advertise in other ways, much more public ways, and get the kind of business that they need to. Of course, legalizing drugs would also go a long way toward cleaning it up as well.
By the way, newspaper classified sections have huge sections on personals that are aimed at escort services and things like that. This is already going on today, people. It's going on just beneath the surface.
While a somewhat similar legal challenge to the Criminal Code's prostitution provisions was dismissed by the Supreme Court of Canada in 1990, Young said the stage was set for reconsidering the issues when sex workers began disappearing from Vancouver's downtown east side and pig farmer Robert Picton was charged with their murders. In 2002, when they began digging up bodies on the pig farm, he said, it became obvious to every Canadian that it's very dangerous for sex workers to be on the streets. Young suggested the decision could open the door to a new election issue as Toronto and other municipalities consider whether to follow the leads of New Zealand, Germany, and the Netherlands, and part of Australia and Nevada, and introduce municipality-based licensing of prostitution. Scott said sex workers want to work with municipalities and be responsible business owners and neighbors, and citizens shouldn't worry about a brothel opening up next door, she added. There's no reason to be afraid. Lightning bolts won't hit the sidewalk, and there won't be frogs all over. Indeed, there's not right now. People are hooking now. They're prostituting themselves now. It's just that it'll make the Johns and the prostitutes safer.
Well, I think that if they are going to run a business out of their house, they need to be conscious of parking and things like that, for their neighbors. That's going to be a huge issue.
Sure, sure. Well, those things are being done right now. People are running brothels out of their own homes.
Oh, sure. What are you going to do? How would you even know if your neighbor's doing such a thing?
You wouldn't know. You'd just see traffic coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be just word of mouth.
She has visitors.
Yeah. Sleepovers. That's all. They're just having sleepovers.
Yeah, sleepovers. They don't stay that long, Ian.
Well, it depends on who's buying, I suppose.
I suppose it does.
So we go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. It's just it would be great to see something like this happen in the United States. I don't think that we're even close to something like that happening here, though. So first, we got a Reverend Peel listening in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Reverend Peel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I see you're are you for these brothels, sir?
Am I for the brothels? I'm for the freedom of doing business with whomever you would like, in whatever way you'd like.
Well, sir, this strictly says in the Bible this is against code here.
Against code?
Are you a sodomite, sir?
Which code?
Well, it depends on what you do with the prostitute.
Which code are you talking about?
The biblical code of humankind. You sound like you're against it.
I'm not a real biblical kind of guy.
Sir.
Of what?
you follow the Bible, sir?
I used to be a Christian. I was a Presbyterian when I was a kid. I do not follow the Bible, however. I believe it's a book that was written by man to control other men.
Yeah, I pray for your health then, sir.
Well, my health is doing pretty well. I'm all right. I'm, you know, 30
and
healthy.
Once the rapture comes, sir, whose side are you going to be on?
Reverend, does God hurt people that that don't read the Bible?
No, he doesn't, but he might hurt people that preach about brothels and obscenity, sir.
Well, if God's so concerned about it, why I've always wondered about this. Why doesn't he make it more clear for people? Because, you know, the Bible's this 2,000-year-old document, actually up to 3,000-year-old document, full of inconsistencies, contradictions, things that are difficult for me to believe. And then that's the only thing. Actually, the Bible wasn't put together until 350 years after the birth of Christ, which I find another thing that's very interesting. The fact that Jesus' name is really a mistranslation. So they've got the name of the main character wrong in the book. You know, all these things really I find to be very difficult to take at face value. Why doesn't God just send down an angel and say, hey, this is the way things are?
I did hear a click. Reverend Peel, are you still there? Oh, that's a shame. Because I wanted to ask him, what would Jesus do to a prostitute? In fact, didn't he meet a prostitute at one point?
I think he told her to go and sin no more.
Hmm. But he didn't call men with badges and guns or clubs, I guess, at that time. He didn't call men with to use violence on her by putting her in a cage.
No, they were trying to do that, though. They're trying to stone her.
But Jesus didn't want that to happen.
Right, he stopped that from happening.
Right. Right. So even though Jesus may not have agreed with what the prostitute was doing, he also didn't agree with the idea of putting her in a cage or stoning her.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe Reverend Peel and his ilk out there, the people that believe as he does, should take a closer look at the man that they worship and actually take a look at how he behaved toward the people that he disagreed with. Maybe they should try to emulate. Wait a minute. Isn't that what being a Christian supposed to be all about, is emulating Christ?
Being Christ-like?
Yeah, am I wrong about that?
No, that's pretty accurate.
I believe that's what they're supposed to be doing. Huh. I've yet to meet too many that do.
You know, since we're on the topic, I've got a related story about how it's atheists and agnostics that know more about Christianity and religion, organized religion, than people who are within those religions. Let's talk about that coming up next. It's Free Talk Live, where you can bring up anything.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there. the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com, or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site free. Head on over there and get interactive. And by the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, maybe you appreciate that the site is given to you for free, well, you can voluntarily support us for as little as $3 a month. That's all that we ask, and we're just asking. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, as have done hundreds of our listeners. And that $3 a month makes a difference for us, because the more people that send in $3 a month, the more we have to promote the show. That money is reinvested into Free Talk Live. We take it, we use it on things like buying ads to reach out to the radio industry folks to get on more radio stations. We're going next week, actually, at this time. We're not going to be here. Well, we, as in Mark and myself, we're going to be heading out to Los Angeles for a talk radio convention. We'll be schmoozing it up with the bigwigs. And I think, Sean, you, if you're going to come in, and Sam and Wayne are actually going to be on the show.
Sounds like fun.
Thursday night. Following that, Dale is in charge. I'm not sure who else he's bringing in. And then that Saturday, Gardner Goldsmith and Stephanie are going to be in, too.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. In our absence, we like to keep the show going and keep you receiving live content every single night of the week. So thanks to all of our great co-hosts for coming in. And thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for making it possible for us to go out and, as I say, schmooze it up with the bigwigs in talk radio so we can be seen with the other doers in the business. And then actually that same weekend, because Libertopia is happening, which is going on nearby the talk radio convention, we'll be stopping by Libertopia for at least a few hours, because we've got some time to kill on Saturday afternoon, and we've got some media passes. And so if you're going to be out in L.A. and next weekend on Saturday, we'll be at Libertopia for a little while, too. So that's kind of cool.
While you're out there, say hi to Stefan Molyneux for me. I hear he's giving a keynote speech out there.
He's going to be there, and Mark Stevens is going to be there from markstevens.net. Ernie Hancock's going to be out there, so yeah, it'll be fun. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you'd like to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can use any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, while we're doing fake news, thanks to all the sponsors, you know, that bring us Free Talk Live. If it wasn't for them, then, you know, the show wouldn't be here. One of the big ones, SACL CAI, Jason Osborne. If you need anything that has to do with, well, telephony, making telephone calls to anybody in the nation. It's SACL CAI is the answer for you. Go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. Actually, I think we've got Reverend Peel back on the line calling from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Reverend Peel?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so before I ask you the question about Jesus and the prostitute, because you'd called to suggest that prostitution was bad and so on and so forth, what's your history, Reverend Peel? Where are you from? What church are you from? What's the denomination, et cetera?
This has nothing to do with all that there.
I see. About. See, I didn't think you were a real reverend. You sounded like a fake to me.
What I am talking about is that you are for these brothels.
I am for freedom and for allowing people to make their own decisions about what they want to do for a living.
The spreading disease.
Are
you fine with a homosexual brothel, sir?
I'm fine with whoever wants to have sex and pay for sex or whatever they want to do. And no, it's not true that brothels spread disease, sir. It's if there's diseases being spread, it's because brothels are prohibited. Actually, if you go to Nevada and you take a look at the legal brothels they have there, they're actually really, really clean. And the women that are working there are also very clean.
I don't believe in all that, dear.
Yeah, well that's because you haven't... You haven't looked into it.
Nobody would want to go look at evidence or anything.
So I don't really believe you're a real reverend, and since you don't want to provide us with any evidence of that, I'll give you one more chance. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the
If that was a real reverend, God wouldn't have let that phone call drop.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk about religion here, shall we, since we're on the topic. According to the Los Angeles Times, if you want to know about God, you might want to talk to an atheist, and I believe we have one in the studio here.
I do believe we do. Unfortunately, I tend to buck this trend. I don't know as much as
you don't.
As many other people.
Were you ever a religious person?
I think I went to a couple of Catholic masses with my grandmother, and I was baptized.
So nothing significant you'd ever went to, like I did. I went to a Christian camp for a number of years.
No.
Not attending a church on any sort of a semi-regular basis.
No, it was not a big thing in my family.
Gotcha. Well, for me, it wasn't a big thing. At least I wouldn't consider it a big thing compared to some of the people that I knew in my life. Like my parents never had anything more than the Bible on the shelf. Like, there weren't a bunch of religious books in the home. I mean, they had bookshelves full of books, but it was mostly sci-fi for my dad, and I don't know what the heck my mom had on there. So not a bunch of religious texts or anything like that. You didn't go into the bathroom and have Jesus quotes hanging on the wall. You know what I'm talking about. There are people that have
I've been in houses like that.
And those are good luck
charms. We did have the family Bible, and occasionally we'd get into a religious discussion and have to dust it off a little bit and see what it said, but... Other than that, not too much in the way of religion.
So, according to the LA Times, it's the atheists that know what they're talking about when it comes to religion. Heresy, they ask? Well, perhaps, but a survey that measured Americans' knowledge of religion found that atheists and agnostics knew more, on average, than followers of most major faiths.
I find this to be really true.
Yeah. In fact, the gaps in knowledge among some of the faithful may give new meaning to the term blind faith. A majority of Protestants, for instance, couldn't identify Martin Luther as the driving force behind the Protestant Reformation, according to the survey released Tuesday by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. 4 out of 10 Catholics misunderstood the meaning of their church's central ritual, incorrectly saying that the bread and wine used in Holy Communion are intended to merely symbolize the body and blood of Christ, not actually become them.
I think that that's...
Wars were fought over that.
Yeah, I think that that one's unfair.
Why?
Because the Catholic Church believes in, I think it's transubstantiation or something.
Transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation.
Is that when you're eating it, it becomes real? Is that the idea?
I think, when the priest makes his little magic symbol over it, that's when it becomes real.
I see.
Whatever. It turns to the body and the blood of Christ. That's clearly and obviously not true.
Is that cannibalism?
Actually, I've heard people have tried to make that legal argument as an anti-Catholic measure.
I think it's the science could obviously prove that this wasn't true, right?
That it's not actually the body and blood of Christ,
right? They could have somebody,
yep, it's grape juice.
Go in their stomach and prove that once they've consumed it that it doesn't turn into the into the body and the blood of anybody. And I think it's kind that they did.
Wait, it's supposed to be after they consume it or after the priest says something about it?
One of the two, and that would handle both of those issues, right?
Yeah,
Sherwood. Sure.
Did you get my pun on chyme?
You don't know what chyme is. What the heck is that?
Yeah, chyme is what stuff
spice
turns into in your stomach.
Oh.
The stuff in your stomach is called chyme. And I didn't expect you to get
it. Is chyme like bile?
No, it's before bile. I don't know. See. I think bile is something that actually goes on in the pancreas. You know, like it's a fluid the body produces.
I see.
But you know, for the kid who went to the really smart school, you're not.
It's so. Just a government school, dude.
But it's the really smart government school.
That's true.
So, anyway, this one's clear and obvious nonsense. And just because the average, 4 out of 6 Catholic, or 4 out of 10 Catholics don't get that that their church preaches absolute utter nonsense.
But this isn't that what they tell
clear,
them?
Utter nonsense.
Isn't that what they tell them in the church?
Who pays attention to nonsense?
Atheists and agnostics, those who believe there is no God or aren't sure, were more likely to answer the survey's questions correctly. Jews and Mormons rank just below them in the survey's measurement of religious knowledge, so close as to be statistically tied. So why would an atheist know more about religion than a Christian? As though it weren't obvious. American atheists and agnostics tend to be people who grew up in a religious tradition and consciously gave it up.
Yes.
Often after a great deal of reflection and study, said Alan Cooperman, associate director for research at the Pew Forum. He said, these are people who thought a lot about religion. They're not indifferent. They care about it. Atheists and agnostics.
Now, somebody sent me a book, and I've read a bit of it, and I haven't managed to make it all the way through. It's just I've got a bunch of books, as you can imagine. It's hard to get through them. I don't like to do the speed reading thing. Mm-hmm. I like to enjoy a book if I'm going to read it. And this one's called A Case for Christ. And it's actually somebody who did the opposite, who was an atheist and then looked at the evidence and actually became a Christian. It was a newspaper reporter or something like that. And I just think it's such a rare and interesting situation.
The case for Christ, you say?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. Mm.
So atheists and agnostics also tend to be relatively well-educated, and the survey found, not surprisingly, that the most knowledgeable people were also the best educated. However, it said that atheists and agnostics also outperformed believers who had a similar level of education. So just across the board, atheists, regardless of their level of education, atheists and agnostics know more about religion than the religious. 1-800-259-9231. There's more detail to this. We'll get to some of that here in a moment. Also, take your phone calls. You're welcome to dial in with your thoughts on this issue or anything you want. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.